Hello, Mr. Nassim. How are you doing? The first thing I want to say is that actor? No thanks. Okay, so about the thing that you shared, you said that there are lots of bullies between guys and boys. You thought insecure, so you changed your way and different stuff. Yes, totally fine. Everything is cool. But I think I didn't mention something. You know, gossiping. And you know, arguing for some other people is a very common thing that between the guys and the boys. You know, it's not just guys. Yes, there are lots of these kind of stuffs. You know, in guys' school, you know, the boy in a school usually you can see these things. So you can't see it in girls' school. It's totally fine, I know it. But in life, in social life, yes, women are one of the reasons that we have a verbal bullying. And it's true. It's not something that I have. I'm telling you by myself, because you know, I think verbal bullying is more common among women because they gossip sometimes about some people, right? So verbal bullying isn't just saying bad stuff and ridiculing someone. It's all about attacking linguistically and emotionally. For example, it's easy to find these things in Iran, right? So, for example, recent election. There were two candidates and two group of people. They were attacking linguistically and bullying each other for what? They were bullying, right? They would tell bad stuff to each other, and I think this is a verbal bullying too. So when you use your mouth in order to say things to other people, and you know, because you're fanatic in some ways. For example, we have this in religion too. So if someone is you know, maybe Christian, and maybe some Muslim will attack them, or some Christians attack Muslims. And this is very common. It's not just boys and girls. It's both. Both of them are, you know, involved with this kind of situation. So, yeah, as you said, yeah. Thank you so much again for your comment, Ms. Nassim. I appreciate your comment. Thank you so much, and see ya.